Welcome to Muffed, a fantasy goldmine of a year. Muffed!
Yamar Chase finished 2025 as the number 4 wide receiver in total PPR scoring and the number 3 wide receiver in PPR per game among players with at least 6 games. The wild part? He did it while the Bengals went 6-11, missed the playoffs, and started Joe Flacco for more than half the year after Joe Burrow went down. Chase wasn't just Cincinnati's best receiver, he was Cincinnati's offense, full stop. 16 games, a target on every other dropback that mattered, and a stat line that held up through a quarterback carousel and a defense that finished 29th in points allowed, expected points added. Whatever this team needed to score, it ran through Chase. Now let's dig into the numbers. The volume was absurd. 185 targets in 16 games, 125 catches, 1,412 yards, 8 touchdowns, and a 32% average target share. Stop on that. Nearly a third of every Bengals pass attempt all season aimed at one guy. He converted that into 313.6 PPR points, 19.6 a game, with a receiver air conversion ratio of 1.03, meaning every air yard thrown his way turned into more than a yard of real production. And the consistency is where the per game rank gets its teeth. Chase cleared 17 PPR points in 11 of 16 games and put up 4 games over 25, with his rough weeks coming almost entirely against elite secondaries or in blowouts where Cincinnati abandoned the script. This wasn't boom or bust, this was a high floor with a ceiling that showed up roughly every third week. The play that captures the season isn't a clean Burrow connection, it's the week 5 score against Detroit, 4th quarter, 3rd and 14, Bengals down 28-10, Jake Browning at quarterback, ball at the Cincinnati 36. Browning drops back, throws deep left, and Chase hauls in a 64-yard touchdown, 42 in the air, 22 after the catch. On 3rd and long with the backup, down 3 scores, that's the entire season in one snap. It didn't matter who was throwing, it didn't matter what the score was. Chase was getting his 8 touchdowns, 4 of them salvaged jobs and losses, and a top 3 per game finish on a sub .500 team. That's the portrait of a true number 1.
Muffed!
Jamar Chase delivered a top 4 overall wide receiver season on a 6-11 team, the rare profile where the player smashed and the situation got muffed around him. The nit in the data, 8 touchdowns on 185 targets and a 32% target share is a modest scoring rate for that kind of volume, and Cincinnati's quarterback inconsistency capped what should have been a double-digit touchdown year. That's Jamar Chase's 2025. One quick note, if you want the same treatment for every player on your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.